right. Welcome, everybody, to the 101st episode of O365A. So tonight we're going to cover some key new announcements, largely released at Ignite, which was last week. So to kick us off, Habib, what do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. So I'm going to be talking about just a handful of new features that are coming to the Microsoft Teams client. So one of them is going to be the raise hand order. So as you know, that when you're in a meeting and, you know, you're asking people to raise their hand, or if somebody has a question, you don't really know which participant is raising their hand first. So now it's really nice because it actually puts a number beside every user, and it sorts them at the very top of your list. So that's a really cool feature that's coming out. Invite only meeting controls. So being able to secure the meeting so that it's not forwarded to other individuals. So it's only people that you've invited to the meeting can actually join. Being able to have anonymous meetings, user policies. So that means that I can specify as a user or presenter creating the organizer creating the meeting invitation, I can specify whether or not I want anonymous users to join my meetings or not. It's not just controlled from the global policy. Another cool feature as well, you know, if you're working in a global organization, you now have the ability, or you will have the ability, to see the time zone on the user's contact card. So you can actually see what time zone that the user is in. You can also assign, next one here is being able to assign different roles when you're creating the meeting invitation. So who's a presenter, who's a co-presenter as well. And then integrated cart captioning. So that's the ability to essentially provide a link to a captioner, a cart captioner, so that they can join your meeting and provide the live captioning and live transcription by a person, as opposed to having it done through the Microsoft AI engine, which does the live captions and the live transcription. So that'll be another option that'll be coming. another one as well is 800 new reactions, as opposed to the, I think it's the 5 that we currently have now. So there's a little bit of a search bar. They're all 3D, so you'd be able to search and find all the different reactions there. And I think that is all that I have. So Michael, what do you got?
Yeah, maybe just to continue on the theme, I'm not sure if you mentioned this one, but I think this one's big for at least in Canada. It's hit the message center on November 3rd, but the multi-language Teams meeting invites. So being able to apply a policy and now have your Teams meeting invites have 2 languages on there. So definitely critical in in a nation that supports more than one national language. So definitely looking forward to that. Some of the other features I'm going to be talking about are in public preview. So one of the big ones is Q&A. So this is, you know, a feature that we are used to in live events, but this is now a Teams app that you can add to your meetings, your webinars and your normal Teams meetings, to have that moderated or unmoderated Q&A that's kind of separate from the chat. So that's a welcome addition, public preview as well. I know that Kurt's going to be talking about some more of this stuff, but live components in chat is in public preview. So being able to, collaborate on agendas and lists, and there's a lot more that this function can provide. So I won't steal anyone's light with that one. Another big item is the preview of the new stream portal. So if you go to stream.office.com, you can start to see the new stream portal. You can see all the file or recordings that have been shared by yourself, have been shared to you, the ones that you've favorited, and we'll start to see the evolution of this taking over the classic stream portal. And with that, there is an ability to enroll right now into the preview program for the stream migration tool. So this is a tool that Microsoft's working with customers to start taking those recordings that were done in the legacy stream service and move those over to the new service. So If you're looking to you know, maybe you're in education, if you've done a lot of training and recordings, you know, you might want to look at enrolling into this program and help influence the migration tool. And the last one I had is, and I think this is a large change to governance and structure in Teams, is it was announced at Ignite that Teams Connect, kind of the shared channels, is going to be launching into preview the first quarter of 2022. So that is, you know, everyone's been waiting on this since the original Ignite announcement of this new channel where you can kind of share these channels between tenants without having to do guest access and tenant switching. So much awaited and anticipated features. So we got to wait a little bit longer, but it's coming in next year. And with that, maybe I'll throw it over to, I think it's Dino.
Thanks, Michael. So I'm get the privilege of talking about Mesh for Microsoft Teams, which is going to be coming in 2022. So this is basically avatars and three-dimensional experiences coming to Microsoft Teams. Mesh for Teams will allow for personalized avatars, allowing users to maintain their presence in meetings without actually turning on their cameras. It'll also allow for full 3D immersive spaces for people to meet and move around in three dimensions. Mesh isn't really new. It was announced, I mean, they announced Mesh for Teams just a couple of weeks or last week, but Mesh was actually launched earlier in the this year back at the first Ignite in March, where several people were on a virtual stage together. If you watch the keynote, I think the Cirque du Soleil co-founder Guy Liberté was on the stage with other people in this completely 3D virtual environment. The avatars in Teams is an interesting concept for me because it does provide like engagement for people that would normally not be turning their video on. There's a lot of video fatigue going on now, so there's, you know, often I'm staring at a bunch of people's video isn't turned on, so you don't see any engagement when you're presenting, and it's very difficult in that regard. So, provides an interesting alternative because they can now enable an avatar and without having to turn on their real video, and you can still get engagement out of that. So that's kind of cool, and it'll be interesting to see how that actually plays out. Expect to see integration with Microsoft's Altspace VR, where you can join into the full 3D spaces with either a regular PC or a mobile device. And then you can use your keyboard and mouse to move around that environment. Or you can just put on the full 3D headset gear and experience it that way. They're also going to allow for integration to Office content, like whiteboards and PowerPoint. So you can be interacting with virtual whiteboards and PowerPoints. So Microsoft, you know, just lastly, they call this the gateway to the metaverse, which, you know, they define as a persistent digital world that's inhabited by digital twins of people, places, and things. So think of the metaverse as a new version or a new vision of the internet where people gather and communicate and collaborate and share their personal virtual presence on any device. So it's quite an interesting concept, and looking forward to seeing it in action in Teams. And with that, I'll hand it back over to Kurt.
Yeah, thanks, Dino. So one of the big announcements at Ignite was Microsoft Loop, which sort of confused me at first because, you know, they described it initially as these fluid the replacement for what was these fluid components. And I always thought of it as a component that could be snapped into other applications like Teams and Outlook. But they announced there's going to be a Microsoft Teams or Microsoft Loop application, which sort of threw me for a bit of a loop. But really that application just houses Loop components in workspaces and pages. And the key to understanding these Loop components, if you're confused at all, is just the key here is interactive. So it allows multiple people to interact and collaborate in a specific component. If you're familiar with Teams adaptive cards, just think of the Loop component as an adaptive card where multiple people can interact with that component. So the components today are available in the Teams chat. They're called live components, and I think it's in preview. I've tried it. It's interesting. It really does elevate the ability to collaborate with a group of people on a specific thing. For example, one of the live components is tasks. So you can, you know, if you're working on a project, you can collaborate with, you know, one or more people on a task list live simultaneously. And then a few of the other components they ship are agenda. There's a checklist. So, if, you know, even at a personal level, if you're going camping, for example, you could in real time put together this checklist of things your inventory you need to take camping type thing. You can think of that Loop application as grouping these live components on pages, almost like a web page, and then a workspace grouping the pages into a collaborative space for a group of people to work on. So today, those live components are available in preview in Microsoft Teams as message extensions, so you can see them on the chat bar. And then it sounds like we'll see more Loop components coming probably in the first half of 2022, and that Loop application will likely appear summer to late 2022. So just to set expectations there. So with that, that's Loop, and those are some of the key announcements that we saw at Ignite as it relates to Teams. Any closing thoughts, guys, on anything else that caught your eye at Ignite? Dino's still in the mix.
I need to get me some VR headgear to play around in this metaverse.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll end it at that, and look forward to talking with everyone in a couple of weeks. Thanks.
Thank you.